Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. John, the first chapter, verses 35 through 51. The next day, again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following, and said to them, "What are you seeking?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come, and you will see." So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which means Christ. He brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "So you are Simon, the son of John. So shall you be called Cephas," which means Peter. The next day Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Because I said to you, I saw you under a fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened, and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Dr. James Nill, Concordia Lutheran Church, Triangle, Virginia.
Today's lesson takes us back to the very start of Jesus' ministry, when he was beginning to gather a group of disciples around him. Having been baptized, thus uniting himself with us in our great need, and having endured and overcome Satan's temptations, recorded in the other three Gospels, Jesus was ready to bring the good news of his coming to the world. But he chose not to do that alone. He clearly knew and put in place a multiplier effect through gathering followers around him who he would teach, train, and equip so they could bring the good news of the world's salvation to many more. The first two to follow Jesus came from the disciples of John the Baptist. They heard their teacher say of Jesus as he was walking by them, "Behold, the Lamb of God." They probably had heard John say the previous day, again as Jesus was walking by, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." As many of you know, because you have been touched by God's word, the word works. So, these two men, one of them Andrew, heard about Jesus, and they left their good but lesser mentor and followed their Savior. Andrew and that other disciple spent some time with Jesus, and it was good, as you could imagine. Being with Jesus was so good for Andrew that he couldn't keep his experience and his faith to himself. Right away he found his brother Simon, told him of his experience with Jesus, and brought him to the Lord. Shortly after, Jesus invited Philip to follow him, and Philip brought an uncertain Nathanael, who became convinced after having had contact with the Lord. Now you can probably tell that there are two major points of this message today. The first is, if you have contact with Jesus through the word that he is, if you hear Jesus and see what he has done in taking the crushing load of everyone's sin, including yours, on himself to set you completely free from its curse, you can see that he welcomes you, too, to become one of his followers. The second point is that this good news, and the truth of it, is just too good to keep to yourself. You will want to tell someone else that you, too, have found the Lord, who really found you through the Holy Spirit working in his word. you will want to bring that other person to meet him in his word and in his church. I know that in this so-called postmodern era, the thing to do is to let everyone be content with his or her own faith or non-faith. You can do that and let your friends or relatives or co-workers slip on toward eternity without doing or saying anything that will let them know that the same love Jesus has shown you, he has for them. The same forgiveness he earned for you at the cost of his own life, he has for them. But do you really want to miss that opportunity? Too often, some of you, and also I, have let very natural opportunities to speak of our faith go by without saying or doing anything about it. We could have let others know about Jesus, that because of Christ's sacrifice and resurrection victory, God has forgiveness for their sins too, including those sins that weigh them down and crush their spirit. It's time those of us who are Christians repent of our failure to share our faith and receive Christ's forgiveness, just as he forgave his disciple Simon Peter for denying him when Peter not only failed to witness to his faith connection with Jesus, but actually denied he knew his Lord at all. It's time for us to recommit, just as Peter did, with the enthusiasm of a new disciple, to bring others to meet Jesus. John the Baptist calling out about Jesus that he is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world is a word that reaches out to you. He is the Lamb of sacrifice for you, and he invites you to come and see, that you might follow Jesus and also become one who brings the news of salvation and the invitation to come and see to someone else. May God bless us as we continue to follow him through faith and as we bring others to meet their Savior. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We thank Dr. James Nill from Concordia Lutheran Church in Triangle, Virginia, for today's meditation on God's Word.